It's time for another edition of That's Stupid with Andrew Walker on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Oh, the world that keeps on giving. I got some stuff this week. I read this yesterday. NFL free agents, a news story. NFL free agent Dante Stallworth hospitalized over the weekend with serious burns after his hot air balloon crashed into power lines above South Florida. The 10-year NFL vet won't suffer any permanent damage from the accident. He's just badly burned and should be fine. Why? What are you doing?
A lot of people will go out, rent a hot air balloon and a pilot.
No, they won't.
A little romantic, a little champagne
thing.
That's
not accurate. Why are you crashing your hot air balloon? And it says his hot air balloon.
That's what I'm wondering. It's his?
I don't know if he rented it or what. But his hot air balloon crashed into power lines above South Florida.
You know what that is? That's Homer Simpson.
I was going to say,
I just got a hot air balloon.
Are you Peter Griffin? What's going on here? Dante, a little more route running, a little less hot air balloon crashy. Good grief.
At least he's okay.
I saw two guys downtown, and this bothers me anyway, but two guys downtown yesterday, grown men, probably in their 20s, riding those mini bikes, like they're bicycles, except they look like they should be in a Shriner circus, but they think they're cool, like they're tricked out. You know, they're really tiny bikes, and they drive around with the big handlebars.
I know exactly
stupid.
What you mean.
So stupid. What are you doing? You look ridiculous. This is hip. This is a hip thing. What are you listening to, Crisscross? You're wearing your pants backwards? Stupid.
Is it a hip hop gangster type thing or what?
Well, I don't know. It's not a racist thing. These guys were just normal. They look normal, except the stupid bikes. I don't know.
All right.
You look like you should be in the Shriners Circus, what you look like.
My neighbor...
Where's your hat?
My neighbor...
Where's your little hat?
Kid won one at Stampede, and it was fun for him for about 25 minutes. Honestly, the day he brought it home, it was sitting in front of his driveway for sale.
You know what? His dad should be proud. My kid is going to grow up to be a functioning member of society because he got bored with his mini tricked-out bike. Yeah. Sergei Kostitsyn, worst line change of all time earlier this week. Stupid. As Rhett said this morning, he should be in Belarus by noon. Unbelievable.
I don't know.
What was more stupid? That coming off the ice on the power play or Alexei Kovalev getting slashed and giving up the puck in the day against the Bruins?
It was overtime in a playoff game.
That's true.
Dougie Gilmore.
What about Dougie Gilmore?
Game 7, Pittsburgh. Lost us a series.
Did he really?
Changed. Darius Kasparaitis with the twisted wrister from the blue line beat Hasek. Stop the puck.
Dougie's fault.
Dougie's guy.
I will defer to you on this one. Because I want to get your explanation. You know what's stupid? Ice cream cake. Why?
I disagree.
I disagree as well.
Ice cream cake,
it's delicious,
is stupid.
You're nuts.
It's your cake and your ice cream.
Listen, have cake, have ice cream.
No. I don't like cake.
I like ice cream.
Listen, shutty for a second. We have 18, 20 people over for a kid birthday thing. We got this big stupid ice cream cake. By the time you bring it in and get everybody organized, we got the plates, we got the tea, we got the coffee, I need spoons, we got more space. The thing's sitting there. By the time it gets on people's plates and you get it to everybody, it's soup cake.
Why is that different than just ice cream? Just because you're too slow to dole it out.
You put ice cream on the cake.
Well, how is it different?
Here's the thing. Ice cream cake, okay. Max, 5 people. Max. Mm-hmm. Once you got to start serving it to 6 or more, it's like, okay, kids, sit down. You got to come here. Stupid.
Stupid is the $80 kids' chocolate cake with the fancy frosting.
That's true. Boomer is a cake aficionado.
Can I tell you this? Just do cupcakes.
Good point.
Cupcakes are the new everything. Cupcakes!
That's a good point.
You can even buy cupcake cakes.
Muffin tops?
They take a whole bunch of cupcakes and just ice the whole top of it. It's already cut.
Good idea, Boom. Hey, that's stupid.
Hey, listen. Jack, ice cream cake?
Delicious.
Stupid.
Score ice cream.
It is the season of the trade rumor. Very exciting. We all know that. I get it. We enjoy it. It's fun to talk about. And it's the season for trade scenarios. Do me a favor, if you're out there, if you're going to send the show an email or a text or post something online or write a blog or whatever, it's your right. But if you would like to submit your own trade scenario, don't waste my time. Don't give me, oh, they should trade Aginla for Perry in a draft pick. You're making me lose my hope in this fan base, in this country.
Were you here yesterday when we were talking about trade talk?
No.
I said, yes, you were. Which is why I'm pointing, because you're, well, you know, what are you going to get from Pittsburgh? You trade Jerome Aginla. I said, you know what? I've been watching this Bo Bennett. He's a pretty good player. And this dummy.
Well, I don't know if I was, what, is that all you're going to get?
No, they'll probably give you Crosby and a pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Such a long head.
Yeah, if you package Babchuk and Sarich, then you get Malkin.
Well, what about, hey, you know what? We'll throw in Babchuk.
That's great.
He'll be fooled.
Again.
Guy's hasn't played in 2 years, making $2.5 million. Oh, yeah. What? You're giving me this guy for free?
By all means.
What a deal.
By all means. Submit your trade queries. Just don't waste my time, because that's stupid. Online banking. It's here. It's 2013. It's convenient. It's the best. But if you tell me, if we have to do some sort of transaction, or I need to pay a bill or something, and you come to me and say, oh, I don't use online banking, or my bank doesn't have online banking, then it's time to change banks. Stupid.
I don't even know if I buy that they don't.
I ran into it last week, so I don't know if I can send you funds. My bank doesn't do online banking. What kind of bank?
Yes, they
like,
do.
Like Ted's bank? Like Big Al's bank?
I guess if your bank is that tin cup buried in the backyard.
Money Mart? Is that your bank?
Your Maxwell Hell's can?
Go into the freezer, your mattress, your Serta? Is that your bank? Here's another news story. Very concerning. Because what is the single greatest invention over the last, well, I'll say 5 to 10 years?
Plastic.
Yoga pants. Good try. Athletica has taken its black yoga pants off the shelves because the sheer material.
Well, it's Lulu.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's the supplier to Lululemon.
Yeah.
So the Lululemon pants, the black yoga pants off the shelves because the sheer material reveals too much.
Too sheer.
Too sheer, they say. There will be a temporary shortage of black Lululemon pants. The company said it's not sure why the pants are so sheer because they haven't changed the materials. I know why. Some guy screwed with the old formula.
Someone
this is perfect.
Brilliant.
But you know what's stupid is that they're recalling them. So, yeah, boo.
Let the people make the decision.
That's right. There's no such thing as too sheer. I will submit to the jury. Well, on some. On some, there's such a thing as too sheer. But if they're used the correct way.
If Boom's got the extra sheer, is it?
Ooh. Yeah. It could be pretty thick. And listen, he's the one with the big tank. I got the gut. He's got the arse.
Hey, Kim Kardashian has a big rear end, and people seem to like that.
Yeah, so does Snooki. And we know you like that.
And one more for you, and this is the worst. And, hey, not to pick on chicks, but I think there's more than one that does this, and mine certainly does.
Here we go. You
know what drives me crazy? Uh-huh. This drives me absolutely bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
Is girls / people that don't recognize that HD is better than standard def. It drives me bonkers. Like, you hook up all the HD stuff. I got a new box the other day, so I had to reset it up. And my chick's like, I don't see the difference. How can you not see the difference? Look at this channel to this channel. Look at that. You can't, I don't know, I can't tell. It sounds better. The picture fits the whole screen, A. There's a huge difference. Or it drives me crazy when I come in and she's watching a show she likes to watch, and she's watching it in standard def. Give me that remote. Why are you watching channel? Here's 219. The same show's in HD. Yeah, I don't care. I can't really tell. Stupid. Drives me crazy.
Apparently.
Why are you watching it in standard definition?
I don't
disagree.
What are
we, peasants?
This will be the only asterisk I'll put to it. When they PVR that stuff, it takes up less room in your hard drive. It's like, go ahead, tape all your...
Really? We need 8 seasons of Real Housewives of Orange County? We can't delete one of them?
Oprah Learning Channel stuff? Yes, by all means, tape away. Just leaves more room for my high-def Duck Dynasty.
The worst is that when you're watching something in standard def, the thing even comes up in the screen.
Would you like
to watch this in high def? See, even the TV thinks you're a moron. That's what I got. That's stupid.
It's like, do we really need 20 episodes of Duck Dynasty? Hey, you've got 20 episodes of
Jack.
OLN or own network thing. It's about 19 hours of hard space difference, but you know.
Hey can mean yes. Hey can mean maybe.
Hey!